Nearly 200 fishermen, environmentalists, and other stakeholders gathered at a Bourne High School, where they faced off over the best way to protect whales without gutting the industry. Whale advocates called for major changes to avoid extinction, but lobstermen explained that changing their gear or reducing the number of traps per trawl, for example, could be costly and even dangerous in some cases. In addition, Beth Kisoni, executive director of the Massachusetts Lobstermen Association, said all of this year's deaths of North Atlantic right whales have been in Canada. Why should the U.S. lobstermen pay the price?
When the North Atlantic right whales left Cape Cod Bay this spring, they were very well fed and very much alive until they arrived in the Gulf of St. Lawrence, and now 8 more are dead. How is the U.S. commercial lobster fishery ever supposed to reach the end zone when it is truly unattainable? Enough is enough.
Federal officials say they'll consider feedback from listening sessions held up and down the East Coast before recommending any changes. For WCAI in Bourne, I'm Eve Zuckoff.